Let him remember those glorious moments when the higher self touched his heart. In these moments, all that was noble in him overflowed. Enemies were forgiven, grievances let go, and the human scene viewed through the spectacle of tenderness and generosity. Here is goodness and beauty, which worldly objects and worldly creatures do not possess. The man who has once glimpsed them can never again be completely satisfied with the world's offerings for this reason, but will again and again be haunted by and attracted to the vision of this higher possibility for man.
He returns from his first initiation into the egoless life with a rich cargo. He carries the stability of peace. A strange feeling of safety takes possession of him at that time. He knows neither care for the uncertain future nor regret for the unpleasant past. He knows that henceforth the life of his being is in the hands of the higher self, and with this he is quite content.
When a man's consciousness is turned upside down by a glimpse, when what he thought most substantial is revealed as least so, when his values are reversed and the good takes on a new definition, he writes that day down as his spiritual birthday.
He emerges from the experience, feeling surrounded by peace and protected by supernormal powers. These glimpses may be looked upon as brief, minor illuminations leading to the final major illumination that will quash the ego's rule forever.
You have been given a glimpse of the goal. Now you must strive to attain that goal.
To that diviner self thus glimpsed, he must henceforth address all his prayers. Through its remembrance, he must seek succor. In its reliance, he must perform all his endeavors. By its light, he must plead for grace.